right now we have North Dakota's State Vice President for the FFA, Hannah Remington. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Darn good. And you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
All right, let me be the first to wish you National FFA Week next week. Or has somebody already done that?
You know, not yet. You are the first. So that is awesome.
All righty, good. All right, well, let's find out about who Hannah Remington is. I understand you grew up just south of Minot.
Yes, I went to South Prairie High School, which is the analogy I use to describe where that's at is they basically threw a tack at a map and then built a school there. So I grew up in a rural area of North Dakota and really got involved in agriculture because I went to a rural school. So, yep, that's just south of Minot, and it's a pretty cool school, and I'm very grateful to have gone there.
It's a big school. I mean, this is the one you drive by. It's right on the west side of 83 there, out in the middle of, well, yeah, where they threw a tack at?
Yes, absolutely. That is the one.
I'm going, what's this school doing out here? But I guess it serves a lot of rural North Dakota, Southern Ward County residents, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, grew up on a farm, I assume?
I grew up on a hobby farm. So, I raise poultry and rabbits. So, not the normal farm, but I still like to consider it to be one.
Well, you're a meat producer, animal protein. That's absolutely. Just as good.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And, hey, you need corn farmers and, to be able to throw some scratch feed and whatnot to the chickens. What's your favorite breed of chicken?
You know, I am a fan of the turkeys, which are the chickens with the naked necks. They have no feathers on their necks. I love the way they look, and they're just the coolest birds ever.
Must be the personality, because I think they're one of the ugliest, but then you like them, huh?
Yes, they're so ugly that they're cute.
Okay, all right. Well, that says a lot about you and maybe your maternal instincts and all that, and you're going to have a wonderful life as a wonderful mom, in years to come. But in the meantime, I understand you're a sophomore at NDSU?
Yes, I am. I am a sophomore at what I like to say the best college in North Dakota, Go Bison.
And Go Bison this weekend, huh?
Yes. It's really cool that we can get that stuff started again. I know there's a lot of people excited for this weekend.
For sure. And I think this past week, every single athletic team, volleyball, wrestling, track, every single team was in action this week. So, like you said, go Bison. All righty. What is your major, Hannah?
My major right now is political science, and I plan on becoming an ag lawyer with that degree. So I'm right now just learning all about government and all that wonderful stuff, and I'm going to prepare to go to law school in a couple years.
All right, and then I hate to say it, you're going to become a fighting hawk then, go north a ways or somewhere else?
No, I'm going to go somewhere else in the Midwest.
Okay. Well, that's okay. All right. So what led you down that path? What made you want to be an ag lawyer?
You know, especially in these last couple years, I feel like the ag industry needs more young voices. And I've always been one to stick up for what I believe in, and I've always been one to stick up for people that need it. And I want to ensure that our farmers and ranchers and ag workers have the ability to get someone to ensure that their rights are not taken away, to ensure that they're being treated correctly, to ensure that they get whatever they need to be successful at their job. And ag workers work so hard every single day, and it's about time that some of our youth got into the working with ag workers in law and really sticking up for them and ensuring that they get what they need and that they're well taken care of. Because they take care of us. It's about time that we give back to them.
Wow. Great, wonderful aspirations, Hannah. So ag labor or water or just general ag, or you want to focus on labor laws?
More so general ag right now. I'll get more into specifics when I do go to law school and really figure out which aspect I want to focus on.
Yeah, because most, you know, freshmen in high school, by the time they get to seniors, they've changed their career path, you know, half a dozen times, and people go to college and change their major two or three times. So you'll, you'll get focused. That's all right. Water rights is another big challenge for farmers out there, is they, whether it's township or state or federal. So there's a lot of murky stuff to go give them help there.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. All righty. Visiting with Hannah Remington, North Dakota FFA Vice President. And what any specific plans or what do they have you doing next week for FFA Week?
Well, you know, I am going to a chapter visit in Napoleon with my teammate Brianna, and I'm really excited for that because, you know, as a state officer, the main reason why I decided to run again was because of my love and dedication to the members. So I'm really excited to interact with the members and promote FFA. And, of course, I'm obviously really excited to keep up with what our chapters in North Dakota here are doing. You know, they've got dress-up days, Ag Olympics, appreciation breakfast, and Pie Socials, and I'm so excited to keep up to date with those on social media because our chapters really are doing so much this year, and I'm very proud of every single one of our chapters for doing so.
That's right. You are you. This is your second year as a state officer.
Yes, it is.
Not very many people do that, so tip of the hat to you for that, Hannah.
Thank you.
All right, Hannah Remington, North Dakota FFA Vice President, from just south of Minot. Went to school at South Prairie FFA. Well, who is your FFA advisor up there at South Prairie?
So when I went to high school at South Prairie, it was just Mr. Seidler, but we do have a second advisor named Mr. Hennessy now. So Mr. Seidler was my ag advisor, and shout out to him. He's an amazing ag advisor, and without him, I would not have found my love for ag and FFA.
You know, they're all the FFA advisors and VOAG instructors, or their names are not, you know, their job title is not as important as who they are. They are all mentors and life coaches for everybody in FFA, and everybody in FFA usually ends up being successful in life.
Yes. Absolutely. I 100% agree with what you just said.
Yeah, and not just because of Robert's Rules of Order have been drilled into your brain, right? So,
yeah.
But it helps. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Hannah, we wish you lots of luck. Safe travels to Napoleon and back, and thank you for serving North Dakota FFA this year as State Vice President. And best of luck in your legal career. Just, again, tip of the hat, great career aspirations, and we wish you lots of luck.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. We'll talk to you later, and go Bison, right?
Absolutely. Go Bison.
Okay.